Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 84 of the MXU podcast. I'm Jeff Sandstrom, and I'm here today with Lee Fields, my co-founder, co-host, and co-mixer on the MXU Live Tour.
Yes.
And Jay Desai, Dadu Worldwide, Master of Ceremonies himself.
Hi.
And we are talking today with our friends from Resy.
We are.
We figured, I mean, they're in this area. We're in Denver. It's been a great day. Tour stop number 3 of the Live Tour. So we're taking a little bit of time at the end of every day to just do a quick recap, check in, check up, low down. So here we are. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
No, absolutely. Happy to be here.
Today was awesome.
Today was awesome. The Denver crowd was, like, on fire.
Yeah, they were lit.
Yeah, so we're here at the headquarters of Summit Integrated. And in their warehouse backstage, they had room for our consoles, our PA, and about 100 chairs. And yep. It felt like we were in a really cool living room with a great PA in it, mm-hmm. which who wouldn't want that?
A giant PA and 100 people.
Hey.
Sounded great.
Nothing wrong with that.
Great. In a warehouse, it sounded awesome. We were a little worried planning this 7 months ago what it was going to sound like in there, but it sounded fantastic.
Yeah. You know, we had a few bigger audience members that helped soak a little up, so it was great.
That's true.
That's true. Normally, it's like, oh, man, 100 bags of blood in here is going to make it feel really good. We had about 108 bags of blood, I think.
Yeah. California was the skinnies, bro.
Yeah, that's right.
Denver came through. I was dragging this morning, I'll be honest with y'all, and then it just worked.
You turned it on. I mean, as the host, master of ceremonies today, you were, maybe it was because we're not in a church, that you were just a little freed
up. Are
you
saying I don't belong in the church?
No. You just were a little less. The reins were freed up a little bit. Let's just say that.
Freedom indeed.
You could call it that. So this podcast is a little unique because I don't know what we're going to call this, Nate, but.
Yeah, Inception.
Yeah,
whatever.
Inception was the name tossed around.
Floated around.
So this portion of the podcast will be on your podcast, and it is our complete episode. So that's cool.
Yeah.
I feel like only legit podcasts have these. So this makes us legit.
We'll go with that.
We've
for
arrived.
Sure. We have
okay.
arrived.
So for people that aren't subscribers to your podcast, how can they go listen to it on your platform and we can double the numbers?
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes. This is awesome. So all you got to do is search Coffee and Gaff Tape anywhere you get your podcasts and our show will pop up. Hit the subscribe button. And you'll get to listen to Nate and I just kind of bicker back and forth mm-hmm. and then talk to someone really, really cool and really hear the story behind the gear. You know, our show is really all about the heart of the tech community, the production world. And so we try to go off the beaten path every once in a while and talk to someone that maybe runs Replay for the NFL, NFL Network, you know, NBC mm-hmm. Sports, things like that. Or we'll, you know, obviously talk to our friends in the church world and get their perspective on how they got into the shadows of production and what their life is like now.
Yeah, I mean, what I love about it, and like, you know, I see you guys do this as well, is like, you know, we get to have these conversations with people as we go out and talk with customers and talk with different people in the church world
yeah.
about what brought them there, why they're in production, and really the heart of what they do.
Yeah.
But we don't usually get to actually share that outside of just the conversations that we have. So
yeah. That's awesome.
This was kind of an opportunity for us to say, hey, listen, we want to share these stories. We want to share encouragement with our, you know, our audience, yeah. whoever that might be. So it's been a really fun way to be able to do that.
So MXU subscribers, go check out Coffee and Gaff Tape. And conversely,
absolutely.
If you're a Coffee and Gaff Tape person, we'd love to have you check out some more of our episodes on the MXU podcast. So
for sure.
Thank you guys for letting us chat today together.
And thank you guys for partnering with us on the tour. You guys are sponsoring all of our podcasts on the tour. You are the very first sponsor of any podcast we've ever had. So
yeah.
That's pretty awesome. And now I can't make jokes anymore about no one ever sponsoring us because it finally happened.
It's okay. We'll just say our podcast is sponsored by MXU for, you know,
yeah.
next whatever.
I'm totally good with that.
Yeah,
100%.
Deal. But you got to hook us up with some Carhartt hoodies.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
I can arrange that.
I know where we store them.
Yes.
Yeah. He gave one away at the end of the day to a gentleman named Gary who runs Instant Replay for the PBR Rodeo.
Come on.
Yeah, how cool is that?
He does the super slow-mo instant replay stuff for rodeos on TV.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Can he get his PBR?
Yeah.
I think that stands for professional bull riders.
Oh, not Pabst Blue Ribbon.
No. No, not at all.
I don't wear Carhartt, clearly.
I was going to say we might settle for a polyester Hawaiian shirt, too.
Sorry, limited batch.
Limited batch.
I am now that I'm looking around, you are all in black.
And I've got pink, that's true. And yellow, you're not. Yeah.
Orange.
I do want to give you guys a congratulations that is owed to everyone at Resy on the big news of the acquisition. You guys are now teamed up with PushPay, and I could not be more excited for the church and what's in store in the future, because you guys have changed church for the better, 100%. There's no doubt. No one else does it like you guys, with the highest level of reliability and customer service. That's the two things that everyone says about you. I don't know what's in your marketing or what's in your branding, mm-hmm. but those are the two things. It won't break, and you guys are awesome people. And now with the partnership with PushPay, the resources now at your disposal to take that even further, I think, is freaking awesome. So congratulations.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's been an interesting time. It's been a crazy couple of months, but we're really excited. And, you know, first and foremost, I want to communicate, and I want, you know, what you had said about our reputation with the churches that we serve, like, we don't take that for granted.
Right.
And that's just something that, like, you know, even, like I said, the stories that we get to share, like, that's our heart. And we know that's the case. The churches trust us every week to get their message out and do it reliably. And so, yeah, we're just really excited about the future. We're excited to be equipped well to be able to continue to do that, and to continue to uphold that reputation that we're really blessed to have with the churches that we serve. So we're proud of that.
Well, that's awesome. And that's great. Anybody that thinks otherwise or critics of this whole thing, I think they're just jealous and should shut their mouths. You can edit that out of your podcast. We will not be editing it out of ours.
That's awesome.
But we're about to be essentially the equivalent of customers next week, because in our Chicago MXU Live event, we're streaming courtesy of your guys' help. And so it's a two-day event. We're streaming both days. And we're basically going to try to get this out as if, you know, in the same way that a church would. And we have a pretty complicated setup in terms of the way the days work. So I'm really excited to see how it comes across and translates to an online audience. But I know that based on the huge pluses that Lee just mentioned, I know that anything that isn't exactly right isn't going to be the fault of Resy. You know, the encoder is going to work, and we're going to have the right support. So it's like, it's on us.
It'll be our fault.
It's our,
100%. My coffee pot, my hot water kettle will take down the Resy
that's right.
Power.
The power strip
we
will
get
overloaded.
We got that out of the way. So we learned about the coffee.
You heard about that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were there.
I was there.
Yeah.
But it is important, I think, you know, that we can trust you guys to give us the tools that we need so that we can try to present the best product possible to get to that encoder, so that the people who are watching can get what they need to get better. So I think it's a great partnership.
Well, and likewise for us, I mean, obviously we just feel so honored to be able to partner with you guys and to be able to promote, you know, what y'all do and how y'all do it to our crowd as well. Because that's what we want to be able to do, is continue to provide value for people, continue to provide encouragement and stories behind church leadership and help them get better at what they do. So it's
that's
a
awesome.
Natural fit.
Can I ask a techie question?
No.
Nope. Resy?
No.
No techies. Great. Were you on the Chick-fil-A cruise?
I was.
Were you on it?
Yeah.
I was on it too. I don't remember. You weren't on my ship.
No. Jeff and I were on.
We were on the same one. You were on the other one.
Yeah, I was on the other one.
Yeah, Symphony or Oasis kind of person.
Oh, I was the one that was out of Miami. Whoever had to drive to Fort Lauderdale lost.
I think we were on Symphony.
Yeah.
I think I was Oasis.
There's one 6 feet longer than the other, and it has the world record.
Oh, mine got to load in day before. Y'all's got to load in day of.
Yes.
Yes, great. So long ago. It was right before COVID, actually. I think actually is where it started, but we can't talk about that. But, I remember everyone talking about this is going to be a test, because this was for a chicken restaurant that happens to be closed on Sundays. I already said Chick-fil-A Cruise.
You did.
So we were working the Chick-fil-A Cruise. Y'all were both mixing. I was PMing. And
it's for their annual event for their operators where they celebrate success for their operators.
It's a great event. I mean, I've worked it a million years in a row, and it's so fun. But this time they decided to do a cruise where people bring their family or spouses and stuff. And we were at sea, and we were linking between the ships via Resi. Yeah. And I remember thinking about the times I've been on a cruise and used the internet. And then, because
it's terrible.
And then you got to use internet on a cruise?
Right. Yeah. Wow. It cost, I think, $600 for like 5 days.
Right.
But I just remember going, how is this going to work? And then I remember just all the other technical issues on the cruise ship from the production side of trying to bring in stuff. And I remember the last day we were off the coast of Miami. You guys were
Cuba.
Yeah, y'all were literally next to Cuba when I pulled it up on the map, and there was a storm over you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Y'all were in a storm, and I was in like 89 degrees sun. I don't know how that works, just 30 seconds apart from each other. But but you were broadcast location, and you were sending to me, and everyone just said, it's fine, the packets are still moving. Excuse my French. What in the hell? I'm an audio guy. You plug in an XLR, it works. There's no packets going anywhere for me. In my head, someone is tossing sugar packets of data somewhere.
You're actually not far off.
See, I'm a genius, guys. So if you can, that was a long-winded question to go, how does that work?
Yeah, it's pretty much magic, to be honest. But no, it's really cool. It's, you know, and I was on the Stormy ship, so that was fun. But
you were with Lee and Jeff.
I was right off the coast.
If you're going to go down, these are not the guys that want you wanted to be on my ship.
But yeah, fun fact. So that was really fun, just, you know, use case and example of like the technology put to some really cool, you know, really cool potential. Because yeah, when we had the opportunity to work on that event, it was the other option that was considered was flying a helicopter back and forth between ships.
Right, taking the speakers from one to the
taking
other.
A hard drive.
Hard drive.
Yep. Mm. Good differentiation there.
I almost said boat.
Right, yeah.
They get so mad at you when you call a cruise boat a boat.
Never a boat.
It's a ship. Yep.
It is for sure a ship.
Yep. But yeah, it traveled. So we did the math. And by the time the data left one ship and was received by another, it had traveled over 57,000 miles. So more than two times the distance around the Earth. So
I mean,
pretty cool.
It was wild.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they looked at their map because Cuba and Miami are real close.
Yeah, they went the wrong way.
They did.
They done Columbus this thing and went accidentally the wrong way.
Yeah.
Y'all find any Indians?
Can't say that.
Nope.
I'm Indian though.
You can.
I'm Indian, so. Anyways, amazing. Y'all do something scientific that's just wild. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Nate was in a closet on a cruise ship for a week, basically.
Yep. No windows.
Yeah.
Nice, you know, crisp. 48 degrees. It was a lot of fun.
6 a.m. until 9 p.m. every day.
Some people call it the brig.
The brig.
For production folks, we just call it work.
Yeah.
That explains so much of my day-to-day with Nate now.
Yeah.
I remember on the asking questions on the cruise ship that had been advanced and answered and been, you know, like, hey, is there comm between this room and this room? And which on our advance sheet was like, yes, confirmed comm between this room. And you would ask someone, and they'd be like, no. Like, what do you mean? No, we talk like we on our call. They're like, yeah, that's on one of the ships in our fleet, and so like our advance is with people not on that boat.
Oh,
it's like a senior level production guy that sits in a main office somewhere, and he's like, yeah,
he's like, oh yeah, we have that.
Yeah, I think Oasis has one, but he's been on like, you know, Constellation 39 or whatever that ship's called,
right?
And that ship has it, but he has no clue that my ship that's 6 feet shorter. You know, we didn't have cable on that one, so I was on the short ship. It's like a short bus, but a short ship.
That's hilarious. Okay, so our turn. What'd you guys think of today? And I'm not looking for, like, you guys are amazing, sounds awesome. Like, but what are your genuine thoughts? Jay wants you to fluff him up.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that a fat joke?
Well,
yes.
I'm just going to start by saying anyone in the audio world, to me, I just consider a complete wizard. Mm. Like, we're video guys at heart. We've worked in the church, but when audio guys sit behind a console and work their magic, I stand back and I'm just like, what are you doing? How are you hearing those things? And then at the end of the day, what you guys end up producing in a PA or on a stream is truly inspiring, because, you know, me personally, like, I'm really impacted, especially by worship music, and you know, I don't always know what I'm listening for.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I do know when I get lost in the music, and that's a lot to do with what you guys are up to. So.
Okay, yeah. You've now gotten a free hoodie. If you keep this up, you're gonna get something else.
Yeah, man. I just say, I mean, the value obviously of connecting people and in the trade and improving what they do, improving together. I think obviously, you know, can't be overstated, and just the ability to, like we're saying, in this space that's, you know, effectively a toilet of a warehouse.
Yeah.
To be able to
easy,
have
easy.
Well, you know, it's a great warehouse. Yeah. Summit guys, love y'all.
Pipe and Drape covers a multitude of sins.
Well, exactly.
I feel like Pipe and Drape is sin, though.
Yeah. I've heard. I'm not an audio person, but I've certainly heard some, you know, choice words coming from people that have tried to mix in environments like that and events in the past, and so I know it's not easy. And so, being able to see that challenge, and see you guys, especially, man, I love the times when you know, y'all are mixing things, you know, separately, and then come back to the table and say, hey, why did we make this choice
yeah.
for a certain thing? Coming from a video perspective, I mean, obviously we love to do that too,
yeah.
in kind of a stylistic perspective, where so much of it is subjective, but we can learn so much and take so much from that.
Yeah.
So it's been really cool.
Okay, how about Rusty Anderson then? He was our video director. And there's 22 inputs of audio guys coming to the
Carbonite.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah. Well, when you guys said that, like, I heard that was like his most challenging
yeah.
event he's ever switched.
He and Jeremy direct and engineer the Passion Conferences.
That.
And they said this was harder.
Yeah. Well, it's because they had never experienced one of our live events. And so they're trying to figure out how to tell the story of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Rusty's a storyteller just as much as he is a video engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, historically, our events, video-wise, have consisted of a, like, just
yeah.
low-tech webcam
yeah.
over
yeah.
the console so that people could see the console on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rusty's like, well, we need to see their faces, too. So he's creating pips on the fly
yeah.
to be able to get cameras on our faces so that people who are sitting at the back of the room can see our conversation.
Yeah.
And then cutting back and forth between that and the console overhead camera and a wave screen or something else that's sort of an external monitor
yeah.
view so that people mm-hmm. can see all of what they need to see, and he's building it all in real time. That was in LA,
that's
our
insane.
First event, and I was like, what is this guy
I know.
Doing? It's incredible.
Yeah. So one question I'd love to ask you guys, so this is show three, right? Stop three?
Yep.
What's like, you know, how has it met or kind of lined up with your expectations, and what are some things that you guys have learned so far about the value of you know, of this tour and where you want to go with it next?
That Jeremy Bagwell from Ross is a better and worse golfer than he says he was. That's true, but I'm also joking. I think, man, we saw this at our two-day events, both of them in LA and then especially Dallas, how much the technical community needed to be given permission to worship.
Mm.
Mm.
And I said those words on purpose. We gave them permission. It's been pretty eye-opening. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I have a summary for it yet, but you can sense that that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to say it. Unexpected moments in areas that we wouldn't have thought. Like, I mean, I think listening to these guys, Lee and Jeff and Corey and Adam and Chris Ribble mix, I think people's minds are blown. I think there's some expanding of thought that is going on. But the communal thing, seeing people laughing, cutting up, you know, getting emotional, all those things I think has exceeded our expectation in the sense of where people are, what they're walking through. And we've kind of been realizing that a little bit the last 12 months, 24 months, where people are at too. So I think the community thing has been huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think having somebody like Jay, who's our master of ceremonies, to be able to be lighthearted and ribbing and kind of
handsome,
of course, but kind of giving it to us, and then to turn on a dime to talk about the why behind why we're really here. That's one thing. I think in general, you know, the events themselves have exceeded my expectations in terms of the response, but it really is more about not the response to a certain insight about mixing or a certain insight about technology or a workflow or a, you know, some kind of ninja tip that they're getting, but more about the need that people have. I mean, it's a palpable thing where people just love connecting. And some of that is because we haven't been able to do it so much in 20 months. But some of it is just this, you know, this need for community that isn't always met within the tech community.
Absolutely.
You know, to walk into the first hour, you've got a room full of basically nerdy introverts. And then to see by the end of day two that they're just inspired and drawn to just go for it and worship. It's like, that was a surprise to me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But so gratifying.
You said it after Dallas, it feels like a flag in the ground, stake in the ground moment.
I feel like we planted a flag to go, I don't want to ever do anything as a company that doesn't have this as part of it, because it's so impactful and vital. It's not just for the moment, but for what people can take back to their teams. Because I know that everybody who was in the LA event and the Dallas event, their services this weekend are going to be better for it. And that, to me, is more than I could have ever hoped for.
Yeah.
You know, and something you said, Jay, at the end really stuck with me. And it was this idea of creating ambassadors from here. And to go like across the street to the church down the road, or the, you know, front of house engineer that, you know, is in someone's sphere of influence, and just letting them know about MixU, not to make their mix better, but to invite them into that community.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a really cool, like, heart level, like, foundational piece of what you guys are doing.
Adam has killed that for me, you know.
Yeah.
He knows everyone in Vegas. He's in Las Vegas, which, you know, you think a church PM or creative TD or whoever at a church would just kind of keep to themselves. But I feel like he knows everyone in the industry in Vegas.
Yep.
All the entertainment workers and casinos and big companies and stuff. And so it's not even just TDs, but like get to know. I think we should know all the audio guys in town.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I think the musicians should know all the musicians in town. And I think all the pastors should know all the CEOs in town.
Sure.
You know, I think that's how we invest in our communities and people, finding people at similar places and doing that. So yeah. I love that. And it really, that comment was speared from the gentleman that asked about, he's visiting his parents' church and what does he tell that TD? And Lee, you nailed it on the head. I was like, you don't tell him anything.
You take him to coffee.
Yeah. Like, dude, you did a great job today. Even if you didn't think so, you have no clue what got him to that one.
No.
Because I could walk into any room and go, oh, I could have done better. And that is the 100% the polar opposite. I have no clue. I don't know that his console didn't crash 5 minutes before and he went and pulled whatever he's using out of a closet.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So just seeing people where they're at, I think is great.
Brilliant.
Well, guys, we're so grateful for this time today. Thanks for making time for us. And I can't wait for Chicago. Like, we're leaving from here. We have a day off halfway to Chicago tomorrow. And then we'll end up loading in Sunday after church in Chicago. Our event is Monday and Tuesday. You can still get a stream ticket if you don't have one yet. Thanks to Resi for partnering with us to be able to do a live stream. So if you've heard things in the last couple episodes that you think your team would benefit from, please get a ticket and tune in. And like Jay says, the ultimate hack is to buy a ticket and then get all your team in the room and watch it together.
Maybe invite a local TD over.
Yeah, we're not like the Super Bowl that says you can't play the Super Bowl on a projector.
You can't even call it Super Bowl. It's the big game.
Big game. Sorry. Oh, man. Can't even do that.
Don't start.
So
I did hear Dre was going to be at the big game. I'm excited about that.
Who?
Dr. Dre.
Oh, really?
Halftime.
And Snoop, right?
Oh, that's... Well, it's all of Dre's artists. So like Eminem's there, Mary J. Like it's everyone.
Tupac, Biggie, all of them.
They're dead, bro. They're with Elvis and Michael.
Wait, what?
I know.
Just kidding. That was probably too far.
Hey, do you think Resi will give me an account just so I can upload videos?
What kind of videos?
Like just me videos, you know?
Just of yourself?
Like I heard of this thing called Snitch or Twitch or something.
Twitch?
Like people just upload videos. Maybe I can just do it with Resi.
Probably.
Just give them access to your Instagram account.
How can our listeners hear more about Resi and find out if it's a good solution for their church?
Yeah, biggest thing we encourage is just check out a demo, resi.io/demo. And, you know, I've been with the company for a while, but I don't lead as many demos as I used to when we were much smaller, but I just love it as an opportunity to meet people and collaborate and learn about how to do streaming better. So we like it as an opportunity to start a conversation.
Especially because every workflow is different.
Exactly.
And so we're not a cookie cutter solution, mm-hmm. and that's intentional. We want to make sure that we set you up right. So.
Yep, absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to shamelessly plug ourselves now on your podcast.
Absolutely.
So we have a online resource for churches and individuals called MXU Now and MXU Teams. It's a growing library of close to 400 training videos in audio, video, and lighting. And pricing starts from $15 a month and goes up to $100 a month, but it's unlimited seats. So Jay's Church has 100 volunteers, and they're all on that for the same price. So go check that out. And I don't know when this is coming out, but we're on tour. And we'll be on tour till mid-October.
Come see me.
And then we're going to tour again next year. So
very
catch us sometime. And follow us on social. Follow Resi on social. Mm-hmm. And
let the good times roll.
That's it. Well, thank you, boys.
Time to go to the after party.
Let's go to the after party and enjoy some more fellowship.
All right. See you.
Take care.